This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The next full moon will fall on the 27th of this month. Now, if you're like me, that probably doesn't mean a whole lot. But this month, out in the West Texas desert near Marfa, if you're in the high desert grasslands just east of town, you may spot an unlikely arrangement of large black granite stones, like a Texas Stonehenge, perhaps. And as the sun sets on the 27th, that megalith will begin to come to life. Here to tell us about the unusual stone circle in the Texas desert is its creator, artist Haroon Mirza. Haroon, welcome to Texas Standard.
Yeah, good to be here, yeah. So
tell us a little bit about how you got involved with Marfa, Texas. Have you been working on building pseudo Stonehenges for a while, or what exactly?
No, I was making sound pieces and solar sound pieces. So these are a series of works that I call solar symphonies. And they're basically works or sculptures made out of solar panels and electronics and LED lighting. And what happens is the sun generates electricity via the solar panels, and that electricity is converted into light and sound so that the LEDs illuminate, and simultaneously you hear the sound of the electricity. And that electricity is then composed in various different ways and forms, so it becomes sort of pseudo-musical.
So this is supposed to be an immersive art fixture, is that right?
Yes. So the stone circle is really an elaborate one of these works, a really elaborate version of a solar symphony work. And it's obviously in the landscape, and it's outdoor thing. It's there for definitely for 5 years, maybe for longer. You know, it's stone, so it could exist. It could exist for thousands of years, like other stone monuments and Neolithic and megalithic monuments have.
So when you go out to West Texas and you look at your installation, it bears a certain resemblance to what, Stonehenge?
Well, not so much Stonehenge, because Stonehenge is quite complex with like stones on top of one another, whereas this is more like a simple stone circle. This one is actually inspired by the Nine Ladies stone circle in Yorkshire, or is it in Derbyshire? And that one was, it's nine stones in a circle, and then a tenth stone, which is further away. And the tenth stone in this stone circle is known as the King Stone. And then you have the nine. And then the nine stones are supposed to be... The story of the nine ladies is called Nine Ladies because there was nine ladies dancing on the Sabbath and they were turned to stone. So it's got quite a dark thing to it. But this is a circle of eight stones, and there is no King Stone. There is a big stone, but we call it the Mother Stone. Mm-hmm. So it's a feminine stone rather than a... And the feminine stone takes all the power from the sun. This is the one with the solar panels on it, and then disperses it into the
stones. In fact, this is an interesting aspect of this, because there seems to have been a sort of a surge in interest in solar energy in West Texas, sparked by what you are doing. Could you explain what was going on there?
That's right. I mean, when I first visited Texas, there wasn't, or Marfa in particular, and that area, I didn't see any solar panels. This was like 5 years ago. I didn't see any. And I was quite surprised, because it's kind of open land, that you've got a lot of sun, you know, a lot of sky. And I would have thought it was a no-brainer, but for some reason, it just hadn't filtered down. And when we started working on this project, this company, Freedom Solar, got on board with it. You know, so Freedom started by sponsoring the project, and then they ended up setting up shop and, you know, bringing solar to West Texas. And lots of people in Marfa are going solar. And, you know, it's such a, I mean, in terms of Texas and sort of the environment there, I mean, it's a strange thing because there's the oil industry there. And maybe that's why there wasn't so much solar in the first place. But, you know, the oil industry essentially is an industry about energy. And I think they're on these things as well. So I think it's a really positive outcome of this, which is completely inadvertent. You know, it wasn't planned.
So tell us about these full moon events when this comes to life, if you will.
So the full moon events, so what happens with this piece is that during the course of the month, the panels, the mother stone absorbs energy from the sun, converts it into electricity, and stores it in a bank of batteries underground. And then every time there's a full moon, an hour after sunset, as the full moon rises, the energy, the electricity, is dispersed in light and sound. So that's an activation. We're calling it an activation. So it activates once a month on a lunar cycle, on a lunar month, on the full moon. So people can go there on the full moon and see it activate. You know, in all intents and purposes, it's a stone circle, so you can go there during the day and visit the site. You can see these sort of crystal forms in the faces of the stones, which in the day look like sort of crystallization and quartz formations, but in the night they glow up as lights. And during the activations, they glow up.
So when is the next activation?
So the next activation is on the 20th. It's the full moon in June. So I think it's on the 27th of June.
If you were there at the site on the 27th of June, what would you hear? What would you see?
There'd be the stone circle, and you'd be there, and you'd see the sunset. You'd see it get darker. You'd see the full moon rising, and then you'd start hearing buzzes from the stones, like these electrical buzzes. And you'd see lights sort of glowing, and that will get more and more intense and build up and start changing, and all these sort of structured patterns will start emerging, and it will become quite musical in the sense that it's composed, that it's like, it's, you know, it's got a lot of structure to it, but not music in the conventional sense. It's actually just sounds of electricity, you know. So it's almost like tribal, very tribal sounds, because you've got eight speakers in a circle, and you know they each make a sound, and it's almost like, you know, it's almost like people sitting in a circle playing instruments.
What are you hoping that people will take away from this experience?
Just the fact that a great deal of physical energy, just the energy involved in something like this. So the energy in taking huge boulders from Mexico and bringing them up to Texas, which doesn't seem that difficult, but when you think about the scale and weight distribution of these boulders, it's really hard to move these stones. Then there's all the political stuff. So the stones got stuck at the border for a long time, and that was a problem. And then the energy of the sun itself, the energy of the electricity coming down, of the heat and light coming down, being converted to electrical energy, and that being then dispersed, is an energy in itself. So I think there's a lot of energy in this site. And I think you can experience that in one shape or another when you go there. I think that you feel the energy, whether you feel that as a physical thing or a spiritual thing or a metaphysical thing is, I think it's different for everyone. But I think you do feel it.
Harun Mirza is an artist based in London. His stone circle will activate on the full moon, June 27th, 2018. Harun, are we going to see you out there, or are you going to be in London when all this goes down?
I hope so. No, I think I'm going to try and make it out again. Yeah, I'm going to go there as many times as I can, because it's Marfa after all, and that's a great place to be.
Indeed. Harun, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Take care.